Now, that searchlight of attention depends how much it can take in, how much information is in the scene. If there's not that much, you can you see more. If there's very dense and a lot of fine information or detailed information, then you cannot, the cone, so to speak, is not that large. And what's your stress level? The higher the stress level, the less, the smaller the area becomes. And attention can be tuned. You can you can train it. So let's say you're working in a factory and you have to examine certain parts, whether they have defects. You can train your eye, or you take a radiologist. They can train their eye to be able to see certain things that a normal person wouldn't be able to spot. I already alluded at it. You do eye movements roughly 3 per second. And one thing that's very powerful, and maybe you have that too, that this red color sort of pops out. Whether you want it or not, your eye goes there. And this is what an example of what's called a pop-out effect. And these pop-out effects can also lead to segmentation, meaning what's foreground, what's background, what's an object and another object, and so on. And all these things work together to guide attention, to make decisions where to look next.